We're the Farm Station, all ag, all day. CattleCon 24, Orlando, Sigrid Johannes, Public Lands Council, and NCBA's Public Lands. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
All right. 2023 was somewhat of a busy year for you, especially on the public land side. For those who don't know PLC and what you're doing there, what's that elevator speak?
So the Public Lands Council is a national affiliate of NCBA. We work to represent the 22,000 odd producers who have federal grazing permits out west. And it's a pretty big chunk of the overall portfolio that NCBA works on. If we lose access to those BLM and Forest Service grazing lands in the west, that really hurts a lot of our cow-calf members in those western states.
And really, anything that happens to those states in the west will affect what happens states in the east in some way, right?
You're absolutely right. It's kind of a testing ground, and it's where a lot of the impacts of regulations like NEPA and the ESA and WOTUS kind of come home to roost first, because folks are operating on that federal property. And then you eventually see a lot of those ripple effects move further east and start to affect guys who are operating primarily on private land.
Throughout this Congress, especially on the House side, we've seen ESA issues, NEPA issues come up at certain times. And I guess that's part of what you have to follow, is even though something may happen on one side of the Capitol, it's got to clear the other side, and then it has to be signed by the president, right?
That's right. This has been a very interesting Congress. Interesting is the nice word. Completely dysfunctional would be the more accurate one to operate in 2023. And unfortunately, don't know that it's going to be much better in 2024. You mentioned two pieces of regulation, though, that I want to touch on a little bit. The first one, NEPA, obviously we're still in the middle of a very long rulemaking process over at CEQ. That's been dragging on for years, literally, at this point. But we did have a small glimmer of progress on the congressional side, which, again, we don't get too much productive activity out of them these days. But last summer, in the Fiscal Responsibility Act, or what was more commonly called the debt ceiling deal, in summer of 2023, we got a couple key improvements to NEPA and the streamlining the NEPA process. One of those is putting time limits on how long the agencies are allowed to take to complete an EIS or an EA, Environmental Impact Statement or Environmental Assessment. And the other one is page limits on each of those documents. You can imagine how cumbersome and unhelpful it is to producers when they get an analysis back that's, you know, thousands of pages long sometimes. That's just completely unworkable. So we have a one-year time limit for an EIS now and a two-year time limit for an EA. And we also have 150 page limit on EIS and 300 for an EA. So we're very pleased that we got some of those streamlining measures included in that bill. On the ESA front, there's been a ton of attention from this Congress, mainly because last year, 2023, was the 50th anniversary of the ESA. Unfortunately, a lot of that fervor has hit the brick wall of dysfunction in Congress. And that's only going to get worse as you see this Republican majority now operating in the House, at least with only two seats. That's a really, really narrow window of opportunity to get anything done outside of appropriations.
Well, and then you've got the actual regulatory side of this. So we could talk wolves. We could talk vultures. Wow, we can talk quite a few predators here.
That's right. Lions and tigers and bears. We've got the full spectrum that impact cattle producers. But you mentioned the gray wolf, and I think that's a great place to start. NCBA has long been involved in litigation in the Ninth Circuit Court in California. That's the Northern District of California. To reinstate, really, the nationwide delisting rule of the gray wolf that was finalized under the Trump administration. We continue to be involved in that case. The one-year abeyance or pause that the judge put on that case last year actually expires this week on Friday. At that time, ideally, we would have the homework, so to speak, turned in from Fish and Wildlife Service. They were given a year to work on a new delisting rule. It's pretty clear that they are going to fail to do that. They're going to miss their deadline and probably ask the court for another six-month extension to be able to get that rule done. I think this is a really interesting development because you're seeing the science of, you know, really strong wolf numbers and really strong evidence that the gray wolf is completely recovered, but up against the political goals of an administration that's in their final year here before the election. They're trying to put wins on the board and you know, not anger their base as they go into an attempt to win re-election there. And frankly, they want to push that decision back as far as possible so they have you know, fewer weeks before the election where they really have to answer for it.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't really thought about this, but there are penalties for producers when they don't meet deadlines. There is no penalty for the government to miss a deadline, is there?
Unfortunately, there's not really. You know, there are a lot of tools that we can try to enforce, you know, really timely turnaround and timely action on the part of the agencies. But you're absolutely right, Tony. There are a lot of circumstances where the agencies set a benchmark or set an expectation for producers and then completely miss it. And this contributes to that overall environment of uncertainty and the regulatory burden that producers operate under. One of our goals, no matter what issue we're working on at NCBA, is to cut down on that uncertainty and hold the agencies to their own standards.
So good to see you. If we want to keep up with work going on through PLC, how do we do that?
Publiclandscouncil.org, and you can subscribe to our daily and weekly newsletter there. And again, we're also an affiliate of NCBA, so any news you hear coming out of NCBA, if it's on the federal land side, we'll be involved there as well.
Sigrid Johannes is with Public Lands Council at CattleCon 24 in Orlando. I'm Tony St. James on the Farm Station, All Ag All Day.